In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
I pledged America's continued commitment to the government and the people of Haiti in the immediate effort to save lives and deliver relief, and in the long-term effort to rebuild. The entire world stands with the government and the people of Haiti, for in Haiti's devastation, we all see the common humanity that we share. This president, seeing the devastation around him, passed this message to the American people. From the bottom of my heart and on behalf of the people of Haiti, thank you, thank you, thank you.
President Obama speaking to the nation, to the world, about the earthquake and its aftermath in Haiti. Joining us to get an update on earthquake relief efforts in Haiti, Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care, based in St. Louis. Matt, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
What are you hearing from your initial reports coming out of Haiti?
Well, there's a lot going on, and the news is just now, even Friday afternoon, beginning to trickle out from partners. The cell phone contact is very intermittent. We're hearing the ports are packed up and clogged with ships. We're hearing that the airport is basically shut down except for a trickle of relief and governmental airplanes. I suspect the same thing's going to happen to the capital in the Dominican, which will be sort of an ersatz entry for relief. There's a lot going on. I just talked to a man who was one of our Missouri Synod pastors who was in Port-au-Prince when the event occurred, and immediately ran out into the streets, heard a lot of screaming and crying, buildings down one story upon another, just not hearing anybody living. And then, of course, the security situation is much like Africa, so compounds, homes, any property of any value has a wall around it with razor wire on top of the wall, but virtually all those walls have been damaged or breached or are down, and so with no government functioning, it's a rather extraordinarily tenuous situation.
We'll talk more with Pastor Matt Harrison on the other side of this break, getting an update on earthquake relief efforts in Haiti. He's Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care, based in St. Louis. When we come back, it sounds as though the situation there is so disrupted that even getting help in will be difficult for some time. And the news that's coming out is, well, while not in terms of a body count as bad as at first anticipated, still terrible and shocking. We'll talk about what can be done now, what can be done to prepare for that time when real help can be brought in to the Haitian people, and what we can do as we watch this tragedy unfold. Pastor Matt Harrison is our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Give us a call on this Friday afternoon, January the 15th, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Twitter us at IssuesETC, or send us an email right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. More with Pastor Matt Harrison on Haitian earthquake relief after this.
Are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc And you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at IssuesETC. Social networking for the thinking Christian, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
New Obama policy is new low for use of taxpayer dollars.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The National Institutes of Health is ready to implement the Obama administration's policy on embryonic stem cell research. This marks an historic departure from our nation's long-standing position of neutrality on embryo-destructive research. For the very first time in U.S. history, the federal government will use taxpayer dollars to pay for research that relies on and promotes the destruction of human life at its earliest stages. Americans may disagree about the morality of embryo-destructive research, but one thing we should all agree on is that taxpayers should not be compelled to pay for it.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
We're talking with Pastor Matt Harrison, getting an update on earthquake relief efforts in Haiti. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, January the 15th. Matt, it sounds like everyone, and there are numerous relief agencies, organizations, countries that are coming to Haiti's aid. It sounds like everyone is, at this point, simply by virtue of the confusion and the destruction down there, forced to, I guess, basically engage in staging operations at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, the infrastructure is very challenging. We had debriefings today from numerous different organizations. We call it together, and they're each doing great work. We partner with Orphan Grain Train, for instance, and they were telling us about the challenges in shipping into Haiti and the numerous ports that are available, but also too shallow to receive the kind of ships to bring supplies in. Orphan Grain Train, we're working with them right now to bring in 250,000 meals ready to eat. And that will have to be done. Anything shipped is going to take a couple of weeks. But we figured out how to get it in by plane, but then you're to the Dominican. But at each step, there's a logistic issue going on. So it's a very complex situation. One thing that's certain, the governmental organizations and the huge humanitarian agencies will slowly move in and gain a beachhead, and troops will begin to bring some kind of order, and then the nonprofits will follow with aid and health care and other things. We've been in touch with and increasingly in touch through all of our Lutheran network and friends and partners with the pastors in Haiti. A number of them were not in touch with anybody for a couple of days. We just began to hear sporadically from them and the challenges they face. One of our Lutheran schools was demolished. It's actually a four-story building that came down on top of the first story. It was a clinic, but it happened when school was out. So a couple of hundred children would have died if it would have happened during school hours, so thank God for that. But the issue is one of what happens in these disasters is local non-governmental organizations and Lutheran partners in the United States arise, are strengthened. The local church will be strengthened in its capacity to care for people around it, and infrastructure for for the church will be put in place that will serve people in need for decades to come.
Matt, with about 30 seconds, how can we help right now?
Go to lcms.org and click on the upper right-hand screen. If you want to get to our ministries, there's lots of information about what's going on in Haiti, including an interactive map. But right on the front page, you'll find an opportunity to give. Thrivent.com is doubling funds to LCMS World Relief and also the other church bodies and Lutheran World Relief Baltimore. If you click on LCMS World Relief and Human Care, it'll be helpful.
Folks, you can earmark a gift to Haiti Earthquake Relief through LCMS World Relief. Find out more at our website this weekend, issuesetc.org. Pastor Matt Harrison, Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care based in St. Louis, thank you very much for your time. Keep up the good work, and you and all those you're trying to help are certainly in our prayers.
Thank you so much, and the Lord be with you.